Welcome to the High School Spotlight featuring Mercer County High School. Today's Spotlight is brought to you by Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine and John Waugh with Country Financial in Aledo.
This is Nikki Lair. Have you ever had an accident with someone who didn't have car insurance? If so, you know how important it is to understand your auto coverage. If you're not sure your car insurance would protect you in this situation, you need to contact me, Country Financial Rep John Waugh's office. I can help you understand your policy so you get the protection that works for you. Call me, Nikki Lair, at 309-582-3455 to chat about your auto insurance needs today.
You only live once, and if you do it right, once is enough.
But the trick is getting your body to last a lifetime. Sometimes your knees decide to quit, your hips throw in a towel, and your back refuses to bend. But you don't want surgery, which is why millions of people turn to physical therapy to feel better. And what better time to let Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine fix your pain than National Physical Therapy Month? From TMJ to plantar fasciitis, come see us at Advanced Rehab, where we fix pain.
And welcome into the High School Sports Spotlight on this Wednesday. Ty Taylor, we're joined tonight by Mercer County senior volleyball player Riley Marston, the setter for the Golden Eagles in 2023. So as we start, we'll get to you, you know, your individual role in a moment here, but give us kind of a progress report on the 2023 Mercer County Golden Eagles in volleyball. Now into the final week of the regular season, how do you kind of feel where this team is at as you're getting set for postseason play starting next week?
It's going well. I think everybody is figuring out their roles and where they play. We're all kind of playing together right now, and I think going into the postseason will be good, and we'll go on a run, hopefully.
All right, so we said the setter, right? So can you speak a little bit about kind of the role that you play, kind of what you look to do each night out there in practice? What's kind of some of the keys for you to have success individually, you think?
I have to know, like, what hitters are on, what hitters are off, who to feed. But mostly if I get the ball up, my hitters are going to put it down. So I rely on the passers to give me a good pass, which they do over half the time. And then I have to know which hitters to give it to.
You broke a couple of records, right? So you had the single match record for assists. I think it was 28 or 29. You kind of shattered it with 38 last week in a game against Roval Williamsfield. And, like, for me, seeing 38 assists in one match, I was like, whoa, like it kind of pops off the page. So can you kind of speak to how you were able to tally that high of a number? I mean, I'm sure you'll give some credit to your teammates, but that's a really impressive number. So what was working that night for you individually, you think?
No, I agree. When I saw the 38, I was very surprised too. I mean, it helped that Molly Hoffman had 23 herself that game, but that's 15 other kills that the other hitters had to put down, and that's 38 at least somewhat good passes that my passers had to get up as well. So I mean, again, feeding the hitters that are hot, getting rallying it up.
Well, and for you, I know you're kind of, you know, close to breaking the all-time setting record, or I should say assist record at Mercer County. So can you speak about just kind of your career, where you've been able to find, you know, that level of success where you're kind of, you know, in the upper echelon in terms of kids who have played in the program all time?
I mean, I played small varsity amounts my sophomore year, so that kind of calculated a couple of them. But I practice off time. I get my hands on the balls, like, out of practice just as much as I do in practice. So, I don't know.
So practice. Right. So into your senior season now, and now into the final week of the regular season, does it feel like it's going faster than previous years?
Yes,
and I guess how do you feel knowing that, okay, this is the final week of the regular season, and after, you know, tomorrow night, any game could be my last one at this point?
All the emotions, nervous, sad, excited, nervous because I have big games coming up, and sad because if I don't win, I'm done, excited because I get to play more volleyball. But all the emotions going into postseason.
So you said that it does seem like this year is going faster than previous
ones.
Yes,
it feels like August was literally like a month ago, and the season went way too fast.
So you have five senior teammates, so six total seniors, and you all play a pretty big role on, you know, this year's team. Can you speak about kind of, you know, what it's been like growing up with those kids and having them as teammates from, you know, little kids to now your senior year? Talk a little bit about the senior group you have together.
I've been playing with them since fifth grade, so we all know each other very well. We know what people are going to do on the court. Even off the court, we know each other very well. We're all each other's best friends on and off the court.
And looking ahead now, as we've talked about, you know, postseason play starting next week for you and volleyball teams around the state of Illinois, for, you know, Mercer County to have some success and go on a postseason run, what are some keys you think to be able to make that happen?
We're going to have to come together as a team, work together. Our energy is going to have to go up a little bit. Keep feeding the people, keep hitting, getting rally up some scores, more records. Yeah.
That's Mercer County senior setter Briley Marston joining us on the High School Sports Spotlight tonight as the Golden Eagles wrapping up the regular season this week in volleyball and starting postseason play next week and at the Sherrard Regional in Class 2A. Briley, thanks for talking to us and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.